it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad.
How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Skidabubbing all over your nice Ivy League suit.
Tannenism. Kaboom.
Tannenism.
There it is. The Richter Scales, where I, Nick, bring up the biggest stories and news items from the sports world over the weekend. Steve and Alex, that was them. They rate its importance. We begin with Phil Mickelson, who went full putt-putt golf course at the U.S. Open Saturday. He mishit a putt that was rolling past the hole, and in Phil's mind, was probably going to roll all the way back to the tee box, so Lefty ran past his missed putt and hit it while it was still moving. It almost actually went into the hole.
What is he, me?
This is against the rules of golf. He was given a two-stroke penalty and technically five-putted on the 13th hole. Phil said that he decided to run after then hit his moving putt to stop the display that he was putting on, a.k.a. the USGA made the course a little too hard for him to play. Whether it was to make a statement at the USGA for what they did or to literally just get through that hole, how big of an impact does Phil's move on 13 impact golf?
First of all, I had no idea he could run that fast.
Yeah, how about that?
So I was a little surprised. He should have been DQ'd.
Very agile.
Golf World, U.S. Open, second most popular golfer in the world behind Tiger. That's an 8.
So how much does it affect golf? By the way, is it worse my thing that I do, which is to like kind of run alongside the ball and kind of guide it into the hole? Is that worse?
Well, unless you're playing for skins and your playing partners are pissed, you're off the hook.
I don't know how much it really affects golf because he wasn't going to win the tournament anyways, but, you know, 6. How about that? I thought it was hilarious. Obviously, super against the rules and he shouldn't do it, but I thought it was super funny.
He should have embraced it just a little bit more.
Like losing his cool on
he
that
lied
level.
About it
because
instead
he got
of just
frustrated.
Saying he lost his cool,
yeah,
he tried to act like it was a strategy, which is such a bunch of poopoo.
Okay.
Yeah, he needed to own it a little bit. Zinedine Headbutter Zidane, going back to coach Real Madrid after his Champions League three-peat was a little too much pressure. And for Washington Capitals coach Barry Trotz, coming back to coach the Caps after winning their first ever Stanley Cup was going to be too much as well. The 19-year NHL veteran coach will now be a free agent to sign any contract with any team that'll have him. How surprising is it that another coach is stepping down after winning a title?
Not at all, just because of the reason he's doing it. If he has an option to get away from that contract and get a much better one, then absolutely do it. And this should be on the Caps for not paying him. I mean, they just won their first title with the guy. They need to pony up the money and get it to him. I'm not surprised at all that he's stepping away. I'd say a 3. He should.
A chance to triple his salary.
Do it.
Into the $5 million range. I'm going to say the surprise level is, you know, the news was surprising.
Sure.
But upon learning, like what you said, the circumstance, you were like, oh, and you kind of move on. So I'll call it a 2.
All right. World Cup game rapid fire. 10 games in the World Cup were played over the weekend, including today's group play came into full effect. We will rate how each game within the group impacted the group standings. Group C is where we begin. France got help from robot refs, beating Australia 2-1, and Peru and Denmark beat Peru to get a win as well. So they top Group C with France. How does that impact the standings of Group C?
Well, the two favorites won their matches, right?
Yes.
So it's kind of business as usual, and we'll see what happens with Denmark and Australia on the 21st. So I don't think that was incredibly impactful, more expected. I'll give it a 4.
Yeah, I'll say that as well. It's pretty much what we thought was going to happen going into it. So
in Group D, Iceland win 1-1 against Argentina, according to John Strong, and Croatia topped the group with a 2-0 win over Nigeria.
That's big.
Yeah, that is big.
I mean, the Argentinians are supposed to win that match. It's what they do. Iceland has 84 people in the country.
85.
And they got a
big win. And they're all at the game.
The Croats beat in Nigeria. I don't think that's a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about Nigeria.
Yeah, Argentina and Croatia on the 21st. So I would say a little more movement there. I'll get it all the way up to a 5.
I mean, especially with Messi getting the PK saved. I mean, it's, you know, that's very shocking. Iceland is not supposed to tie Argentina, but this always seems to happen to Argentina at the World Cup. So yeah, I'll say it's like a 6 for me. That's very surprising.
Yeah, Messi has never won a major trophy for anything outside of Barcelona.
As amazing as he is terrible at the the World Cup.
Consistently. It's like Tiger at the Ryder Cup.
Well, he's still good, but the rest of Argentina is very bad.
Well, that's what he said after the last World Cup, is that he wasn't going to play in a World Cup
again. Oh, yeah, Steve, I think you owe people beer. Our sticky notes up
there. Yeah, we wrote that down, I think.
Group E, Serbia beat Costa Rica 1-0.
He was going to play, though?
And the Swiss get a huge point against World Cup favorites Brazil in a 1-1 draw. We can do this after the break. Or are we going to do it now?
You talk. Go.
Serbia, Costa Rica. The Serbs win that one. Brazil was not supposed to be tied by Switzerland. So I'm going back to what Alex said about the last group, and I'm going to call that a 6.
I don't care. None of this matters. You said one beer if Messi plays in the 2018 World Cup. Dated June 29th, 2016 at 3:54 p.m.
One beer?
One beer.
For who? Everybody?
Both of us, I assume.
Okay. All right.
Everybody gets a beer.
Woo-hoo! 4 years ago, that... I can't believe how fast that went.
No, that was a year ago.
Never mind. That was
2016.
That was after Copa Americana, I believe.
Yeah. Wait, what was the question? It doesn't matter. Move on.
Next group.
Early this morning, Sweden got a well-deserved VAR penalty decision and beat South Korea 1-0. Mexico used their impressive counterattack against the reigning world champions to beat Germany 1-0. Group F scores.
Not surprised at all because Mexico's great.
They weren't supposed to beat the Germans, though. That would have been a feather in their cap if it was a draw.
Yeah, fantastic.
So I'm thinking one anticipated and one upset equals a 6, because it's not like Germany's all of a sudden out.
Yeah, I'll say a 7. Germany's not supposed to lose that, and they did. But all these powers just losing their opening games, it's really amazing, yeah.
All right, last one, Group G. Belgium get a brace from Romelu Lukaku to beat Panama in their first ever World Cup game. 3-0, and England get a brace from Harry Kane, with the winner coming in the 90th minute to beat Tunisia 2-1 to stay level with the Belgium on point at the top of the group.
0. Those are both supposed to happen.
I was just going to say, a nervous Nelly time if they had gone 1-1. But no ripple effect there. And that would be a wrap.